everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eating Like It with Jesse Blanco every single weekend, WJCL TV, here in the Savannah Hilton Head area. On the other side of this electronic communication is my friend Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. That was a quick up and back. Last words, I think, last week before my wave goodbye was, I'm going to New York.
That's right. And you did.
And I did. That very next morning, booked it out and rented a van, a moving van, drove it to New York City. Well, my first night was Princeton. I drove from Savannah to Princeton, New Jersey, overnighted there because at that point it's 56 miles outside of New York City. Wednesday morning, drove into the city, loaded up my daughter's heavy stuff, the furniture and all the big stuff, into a moving van. Spent one night in New York City. Then that was Wednesday. Thursday morning, we finished loading up what was left. Her and her roommate cleaned up the apartment. And then we dropped her roommate off, who was staying in New York, in Brooklyn, in a most ridiculous driving rainstorm.
I know.
And very literally from Brooklyn, deep in the heart of Brooklyn, Crown Heights, for those of you who speak New York, we drove back to all the way to Petersburg, which it took us 2 hours to get out of the city because of the rain and the bridges and the traffic so got back to Savannah Friday evening because of the traffic, not so much rain, but Tuesday to Friday evening. Then we unloaded the van and returned it and had a lovely semi-relaxing weekend. I was sitting in this seat most of the weekend, so that's how it be sometimes, playing catch up. How's your weekend?
Just all about work. I mean, I have showed more houses this weekend. Yes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm still showing property again today. Three different sets of buyers in town this weekend and overlapping each other. And I can't complain at all. I'm so, so grateful.
Is that common or uncommon for late summer?
We do start to show some property moving closer to September, but summer is typically not quite like this. You know, a lot of the properties for sale, or 9 times out of 10, my buyers are buying a second home, which will be an investment, which will be a short-term rental. Uh-huh. So in the summertime, everything's rented. It's very hard to show property. But in this case, you know, I've got a couple of buyers who are looking for primary residences, and we had plenty of things to look at. But no, it's not typical for me to be this busy in the summertime.
You'll take it, though.
I'm grateful. That's right.
Yes, grateful, even though it might sometimes be 3 shower days, right? It's brutal.
The temperature relaxed a little bit.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. I'm not mad about that.
No, I was actually, I complained last week that my office here can become a hot box because it gets beat down by the sun. But this weekend, it's been overcast a lot of the weekend. We got some big thunder bumpers here and there Saturday and another one late last night. So it's made it overcast and cool in here. I actually have the AC going, but it's a little bit chilly in here, but I'm not going to complain. I'll take it.
I put on a pair of jeans and a long sleeve shirt. I'm so cold in my own home.
Wow. Look at you going all November on us here.
I know. I might have to get out my car.
Fitting, though, back to school here in Savannah. When do public schools get going over there?
I'm not really sure about the public school. The private schools are starting up in the next week or so. I know.
Yeah.
Some of my Atlanta cousins' kids have already gone back to school.
Yeah, Savannah Public Schools start today, a lot of them in the area. I saw some of the schools. I was leaving the gym a little bit ago, the moms with the kids and the backpacks and the walking and the whole thing. So we're here to talk about some food. You went and got yourself a little pizza over the weekend, did you not?
Finally.
Did I share last week or was it 2 weeks ago? I think it was two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you got over to Firemost Pizza.
I finally got over to Firemost. And, you know, so you know, and probably a lot of folks know, they have a small menu. It's that they've got six specialty pies. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love that. They're like, hey, this is what our specialty is. If you want to build your own, have at it.
Right.
So, you know, me, because I'm not such a red sauce fan, and I don't do a whole lot of meat on my pizza, I ask for a gluten-free with garlic and ricotta, mushrooms. I asked for spinach and olives, but he said he was out of that. And mozzarella. So I had a mushroom. I had a gluten-free mushroom and cheese pizza that was so yummy.
Green olives or black olives?
Oh, black olives. They didn't have any.
Olives on pizza is like one of my, I will do a triple backflip off of a 10-story building before I'll even smell one. No, thank you. So how was it?
I loved it. That's my kind of pizza. You know, we've talked about this. The tavern style is real, real thin, crispy.
Yep.
You know, not a lot of bread. And just flavor, just a lot of great flavor on.
Yeah.
Oh, and fresh basil.
Yes. Fresh basil. Everybody gets fresh basil. I got it last week. That's a big thing about that pizza and why I was sitting there eating it that day going, you know, I really, really like this because they're cooking them thoroughly to where it's like, you know, you get your little leopard spotting on the bottom, cracker crunchy.
Yes.
You know, some people who just don't get it would say it's burnt, but it's not. It's charred. Charred cracker, delicious.
Cracker. Yep. Yeah.
Char,
really good. Even the gluten-free.
Well, I'll take your word for that because I need all my gluten.
Well, so... Matt, I had asked Matt, you know, early on, is there a gluten-free option? And he said, yes, absolutely. And he was there. What night was
Matt,
that? So what night was that? Friday or
Matt
Saturday?
Being, Matt Stock being one of the two partners in the venture.
Yes, yes.
So at Broad Creek Marina, yeah?
Yes, right next to the... The Latin food truck that is run by Chef Raul, who used to be the chef at Captain Woody's.
How about that?
So I ran into Raul while I was there waiting for my pizza and chatted it up with him for a minute. They're also doing well, you know?
Good.
It's actually, you know, I kind of thought, oh gosh, the competition, but did something weird just happen?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm running out of battery. I have to plug in. Okay. No, it's very synergetic. It's very synergetic for these two places to coincide right next to each other, and they're completely different cuisine, you know, so.
Yeah. No, they are completely. I mean, if you're going there for pizza, you're not going to get lured away by the Latin food truck that, you know, it's not what that's about. He has a nice little seating area, Raul does.
Really does.
With the umbrellas and all that. I saw that. I think I saw him walking around that day I was there, but I don't know. I mean, it didn't appear that he was open that afternoon yet. Looked like he was getting ready to open when we rolled through. So good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It is a welcome addition to the island's pizza scene, especially if you like that kind of pie. You know, pies are so subjective. I like this one. I like that one. You're stupid because you don't like my favorite. You know how the transplants can be down here. But I think this is a good one. And I enjoyed it. I look forward to getting over there again. Would you try it? Were there any specialty pizzas that they have that you said, oh, that looks good, but I'm going to go my own way right now? They all had meat on them, didn't they?
You know, I honestly didn't. I already knew what I was going to ask for. I grazed that menu. Yeah, I mean, if I were going to do it, I would just go full on with a meat lovers. And I'm not sure what they call that, but the one that has all the meat on it.
Yeah, they have one. I had the pepperoni and hot honey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, with I believe it was ricotta. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. So when I ask if I could just ask if I could have pesto or olive and garlic, and he said I can do olive oil. What if we what if I add some ricotta there? I was like, ooh, I love that idea. So the combination of the olive oil and the ricotta, it's a little bit different, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Okay, you also enjoyed one of your favorite salads last week?
Oh, yeah. So I had a closing on Thursday. This closing was, there were a lot of contingencies and a lot of hurdles, and we got past all of them beautifully. You know, it was never like, it never got ugly or contentious, but there was just a lot of hurdles, and everybody involved did a really great job getting us to the closing table. So by the time we got to the closing table, we still had a couple of things before we could actually sign off. And so I said to my buyers, we were on Main Street at the attorney's office.
Down,
hey, why don't
we
go to Cactus Street Cantina?
Yeah.
And so we were at the attorney's office for like 4 hours. So we took a break and went and had some lunch. And I had a street corn salad with some good spiced up chicken. Very good. Satisfying. I took half of it home.
Four hours at the attorney's office is almost as bad as olives on my pizza. Oof. 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 Oof.
It wasn't that it was a struggle. You know, I don't want to say that. There were just things to work out. And everybody was cool. Everybody was cool.
Very good.
Yep.
And worth it for everyone in the end. They got a new home. You got a closing and a partridge in a pear tree.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you read, I'm sure you're subscribed to a CH2 magazine, right?
I do. I just got mine in the mail Saturday.
Yes. And we talked about Burger Bash, which is coming up August 18th through the 28th. Check out the full listing, including a bunch on Hilton Head Island. We had a bunch come on board. Eatitburgerbash.com. That's where you'll find a full list of all the participants. Char Bar, Shea George, Uncle Billy's, Tin and Tallow, Sundown, Lincoln and Sal. There are a lot. There are more than that. But anyway, so the June edition of CH2, a couple of 2-3 months ago, whatever it was, 2 months ago, I wrote about steakhouses, steaks. Where do you take dad, because it's Father's Day month, for a steak on the island? And I, you know, I think you know by now that I can be called a lot of things, including a steak guy. That's kind of my thing. It's one of probably 3 or 4 things that I will wholeheartedly admit that I'm a snob about. Fresh bread, burgers sometimes, steak, and maybe carrot cake or cheesecake. I don't know. There's another one in there that I'm sure I don't remember now. But steak is one of them. And the steakhouses, I've been to probably, you know, a good number of the best steakhouses in America. It's just my thing, has been for decades now. And so I wrote about my experiences with steaks on the island. And I got some love letters, a.k.a. hate mail, from some people accusing me of the only reason why I mentioned Wise Guys or Frankie Bones was because of marketing dollars. And what about this place that you didn't mention? And, you know, no one goes to Links for steak. And, you know, I got several notes, probably four or five different notes from different people. Some of them nicer than others. But clearly there were a lot of people out there who didn't think I knew what I was talking about. Well, as I say every single time I'm asked, do you know the one thing I'm an expert in, Maggie?
What, Jesse?
My opinion.
We all are.
Always. And that's all I say. And so when I list mine and I say my favorite steak on the island is at Link's American Grill over in Sea Pines, no one goes to Link's for steaks. Well, guess what, champ? Maybe you should, because that place is awesome. Chef Sean and his crew do an amazing job with their steak program there. I've been in the kitchen watching them slice, you know, A5 Wagyu. I get fired up about it because it's like, this is great. Does that mean it's the only great steak on the island? No, of course not. I've enjoyed steaks, and I know you have as well, at Wise Guys. I've enjoyed that coffee rub ribeye at Frankie Bones, which you have as well, right?
Yes.
If you ask chefs across the board, where do you go for steaks? A lot of them will tell you the Sage Room. I mentioned them. And obviously the two 300-pound or 600-pound gorillas on the island now are Chop House 119 and Bodies, both, you know, in varying forms of popularity, I think you would say. Bodies certainly very popular. My experiences at Bodies haven't been tremendous. I've enjoyed it, but that, you know, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get to Bodies. It hasn't been that way for me. But sometimes it is that way. Maybe I need to go back. In any event, I'm sharing all of that from the standpoint of, on that list, even though it's a Hilton Head Bluffton publication, I included Stone and Webster Chop House. Stone and Webster Chop House is here in Savannah at the Plant Riverside District. And I included it because they opened in summer of 21, which is now 4 years, almost to the day as we record this. And since I've been going there probably twice a year, it's been getting incrementally better. Better. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That wasn't bad. Hey, you know what? That's okay. Okay. And it's been that kind of experience now for 4 years. All that to say, I had dinner there Saturday night, and it was knocked out of the park. Amazing. There was not one thing on the table that we didn't all just go, that's fabulous. The ricotta gnocchi, the calamari, the pork belly with sliced pears appetizer, my New York strip, my daughter's filet, my wife's steak free. All of it was like, oh, wow, this is this. And then the desserts, it was all outstanding. And so I kind of felt validated because I put it on a Hilton Head list that, hey, if you're looking for something different to do over in Bluffton, especially because it's a short drive for you guys, put this on your list because, and that includes you, Miss Margaret, we'll get you over here to Savannah one of these centuries.
What am I waiting for? I don't know.
I do have to say that I've been poked by two or three or four friends over the last 6-7 months. Let's see, we're in month 8 of the year. Probably goes back to around Christmas time where I started getting asked by friends whose palates I trust. I've got a very, very, very small circle of people who will text me, hey, you need to get over to so-and-so and try the such-and-such. And I'll go, oh, okay, I need to do that. And all of them at different points, hey, have you been to Stone and Webster lately? No, I'm hearing it's good. Oh, yeah, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. And so we did. And they were right. It was just outstanding. You saw that picture I posted to Instagram. That was almost like a picture perfect steak frite. Would you agree?
It looked, and it looked perfectly cooked.
Yes. Yes. It was all so, so good. I know you're not a big red meat eater, which is why I've just rambled about this whole thing, but I know you have your spots for steak. Do you have one or two where you take people if they want a good steak?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Sage Room. That's always on my list.
Yeah.
Cowboy Cut Ribeye at Santa Fe Cafe, the Coffee Rubbed at Frankie Bones.
Yeah.
The steaks I've had at Wise Guys have always been very good.
We've
talked about Lynx. Well, I've never had a bad meal from brunch to lunch to dinner at Lynx. Everything there is knocked out.
I agree. And it's funny because I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, if you even know, that Lynx kind of has, for locals who are here year round, has more of a brunch reputation. Is that fair?
They do have a brunch reputation because I think in Sea Pines, that's
the spot.
The spot. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been there for dinner a number of times, and every time I go, it's full.
I was going to say, you have to have a reservation, or you're not getting in.
Correct. And last year I was there for Shrimp Festival, which, by the way, is coming up on September 20th. I had dinner Friday night at Lynx, and it was just so, so good. That Saturday at Shrimp Festival, I was telling some of the guys or some of the chefs, I was chatting with them like, man, is there a TV at the bar at Lynx? And they're like, yeah, there's one there. Yeah, I think I want to go back and have dinner at Lynx again tonight and sit there and watch my football game. And when I tried to make a reservation, they were like, nope, the people who I work with judging the shrimp festival, they said, no, we want you to go to Quarter Deck tonight and try this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, I guess I can't have links two nights in a row, but I would have very, very gladly. But yeah, it is that good. It is that good. Highly recommended. And Stone and Webster Chop House, that was special. And being a steak snob.
I've never been to one.
Really? To Stone and Webster?
No.
We got to get you over here. As soon as it cools off a little bit, it makes you not want to go outside, you know?
Yep. I'll do it.
Hide in a swimming pool. Yeah, sometime this fall, we'll get you over here and we'll go to Stone and Webster Chop House to play Riverside District, which I'm back in their studio recording in District Live every week. We're recording Savannah-centric podcasts out of there. Very happy to be partnering with them once again this year. So look for all kinds of content and all kinds of stuff coming up. What you got going on this week?
Hopefully I'll be negotiating a contract or two or three from some of these showings that I've been up to. I just work.
Cool. You close three in 1 week, you're buying links, young lady. We're going.
Three in 1 week, you're on.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, tell us where we can find you if we want to help you close on three or four in 1 week.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty, and you can view listings for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds good. I will be on your island this week. Check your local listings. I'll holla at you. There's a spot I need to try for lunch, and maybe we can make it work out.
Well, you better.
Yeah. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.